here on top, the Telegram Kitani also means the Pirish, that when the Dam of an Odom is Pirish, comes out separately, like in a Kli Rashi says, then it's also Tidit. Ki Koma Rav, when the Rav says Mutatit, the blood that comes out of a person, that's Bidlai Pirish, where it was not separated from the person himself yet, and Kitani, like we learned, the Adam Shagabi Kiko, if you have blood on top of a piece of bread, when you bit into bread, and some of your blood from your teeth went onto the bread, so you should not eat it. There's a mitzvah's prisha. So therefore, rather, gerura, you're supposed to first scrape off the blood, then you can eat it. Mashenke and Shaben Hashnaim, the blood that's in between your teeth, so that blood did not like come out of your body yet, it's still inside your mouth, that blood is mitzvah, you let it suck it out, and you could swallow it. I'm not afraid of it. So that's what Rav meant to say. That Rav said to say the dam of Malchishtein is mutter, meaning to say we was not purish from the body. Now the Gemara says, Iker the Masni lo lohod Rav Sheshes al hoda. Someone Rav Sheshes is chidish on this halach over here. The Tanya learned like this. Gemara Ksubis that Yochel. I would have thought to say that cholov, I think the Shita says, yeah, Yochai would have thought to say that the cholov, the milk of Mahalche Shtayim, yeh oichle oivu balav, maybe if somebody eats the milk that comes out of an isha, it says allowed to drink the milk. Vedinu, I really just throw that way, it's a kabuchayma that way. Oman behema tumeya, let's look at a behema tumeya. She hikalto bimaga. A behema tumeya has no tumor when the behemoth is alive. Rashi says the count of a maga means shein bo zivas venidus. Like when the behemoth is alive, it has no tumor. It has no tumor's nidor, has no tumor's ziva. Still hechmarta becholbo, that the chol of the milk that comes out of the behemoth tumeya, it's also to drink that milk. If so, mahal cheshtayim, it's like a lady. Shechmarta b'magam, she has chumar dikatumus. That she could become a nida, she's tamei, or else she has tumma ziva on her. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a swar to say, shetachme becholbon? Isn't it a swar to say that the cholov, the milk that comes out of nisha, should be also to drink? On this Talmud, the Pesach says no, we dash in the Pesach that says, v'ze lochem ha-tamei. So now there's an extra Pesach, it's a drashon, that ze tamei, on a behemoth tamei, a shkotzim remoshim, that's tamei. But v'yein cholov mahal cheshtayim tamei, that the milk that comes out of an isha is not tamei. And who adin, of course, it's mutatit also, not just tamei has no tumor on it, but who adin, it's not a tamei, it's mutatit. Yeah. And tamei la tor, rather it's tor. And so the Gemara says, oitzvi yas cholov, maybe only milk is muta. Shein shavar bakel, it's not doimet everything, meaning to say, not all milk is also. Rashi says, "Shen shabakol tevitahira muta." By the heima tahira, you let it drink its milk. By the heima tamei, it's also. So since not all milk is also, that's why the milk of anisha is muta. But maybe the loyotzi hadam, and maybe I would not say the blood of a person is different. Maybe if you drink the blood of a person, you be chayv koros. Why? Sheshava bakol, because the isad dam is more chomer. Because the Yisrael Dam applies to all behemoths. Even a behemoth Tahira, it's also Tidit's Dam. Therefore, maybe the Dam of a person is also Mochomer, it's also. On this note, again, the Pesach says, Tamaleinu, V'zeh Lechem HaTomei, again, Zeh Tomei, V'yein Dam, Alfishtayim Tomei, only by a behemoth do you have this Yisrael of Dam. Ma'ashen came by an Odom, by a Mahalchishtayim, a person, the Dam is not Tomei, Elator, the Dam is Tor. That's how we know from this pasuk that the dam and the cholov of a person is muta. Now on this, Rav Sheshes says, this should be Omer Olam Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said upon this that afilu mitzvah support Rav Shein Boy. There's not even a mitzvah to be purish from the dam. Means dam al chishtaim allowed to drink. So on this, Rav Sheshes meant to say it. Like we learned before, it means to say, what's not pirish from the body, then you're allowed to drink the dam. Tonight also, we learned the Gemara in Chul, the Gemara in Psochim, that halev, if you want to eat the lev, the heart of an animal, so kareya, you have to cut it open first, or moitzi es damai, and then take out its blood, because otherwise we're afraid the stam tigit, there's too much dam inside it. What's going to be like korea? Let's say you did not cut open the heart first. Ain't over love, and you eat the heart, you're not over love. It's only chetchila that you have to cut it open first to get its blood out. But if you did not cut it open, you might just roast it or salt it, you're not chayv love. So this thing more says, Omer Abzei Ramarav, Lo Yishonu Ve'al Lebalav Ve'hema. When do we say you're not chayv love? It only means the blood are from a lathe of a knife, of a bird. The whole lab is so small, there's no kazayas there, therefore not even a kazayas of dam, therefore it's mutter, therefore it's okay. But the heart of a behemoth, the heart of a behemoth is very big, it has more than a kazayas in it, is also, and then it's also tita lab if you do not cut open first and get out its dam. And if you do eat the lab, the chayavim of karas, even chayav karas, that's called dam that you have chorus on. This is worth the question. Maybe I have a question on you. How could observer say this? Or Marav, how could he say this? It says now Mishnah here, we just had, that dam hatchil, the blood that you have inside the spleen, or else dam halev, the blood that's inside the heart of the animal, dam hakloy is the dam, the blood that's inside the kidneys, or else dam mevorm, the dam that's inside the limbs of the behemoth. Harayel ablaysa say, there's only a lav, but not a chiv chorus on that dam. Only the dam ha-nefesh chayv chorus, but not the dam of the evorim. Then the Mishnah said, dam ha-chishtayim, the dam of a person, or else dam shkotzim ramoshim, also, there's only an ismashim with the rabbonin, but v'yein chayv molov, there's no issue of the rice at all. But I call upon the Mishnah says that the dam of the lady not chayv chorus. So how could the Rosh Hashanah say, if you don't cut it open first and eat the lady, you chayv chorus? Samarin says, Ki katani ain chayov molov, al dam delay. When does our Mishnah say that there's no chiv chorus on the blood of the heart? That's the blood that's from the heart itself. Ki koma Rav, when did Rav say chayev chorus? The osin lay mi alma, that when blood comes into the heart from other places. We'll soon see what that means. If the dam hanefesh comes into the heart and you eat that dam, then you chayev chorus. Now, dam delay, what does it mean to say the blood of the heart itself? The chura haino dam evorm, that just means the blood that's in the limbs. So one of the limbs, one of the evorm of the behemoth is the heart. So you're telling me now, all it means to say then is the blood of the heart itself. You're not chayav chorus. So for the Gemara, the Mishnah said already dam evorm. So what do you have to say it twice for? So the verse says, no, the title, according to your reasoning, Midlay Ketona, doesn't the Mishnah also say dam kolois? It says the blood of the kidneys. Uktani, the Mishnah also says, Dami Verm, the blood of the limbs. What does that say twice? Well, of course, the same thing. Elatani, for other Tani, it says it once, it says it twice. It's two different things, even though it means the same thing. His Achanam here also. Tani, it says Dami Verm. For other Tani, then it says Dam Halev. That wouldn't be such a kasha. So therefore, that our Mishnah says on the Dam of the heart, Yinat Chayef Chorus, that means the blood that's in the heart itself. That Rav said, Yechayat Koros, that means Dam Mi'alma. So Mora says, Mi'alma Mehechi Yossi, Lei, where does that Dam, other Dam come into the heart? So Rav Zero says, Bishosh and Neshama Yotzes, like Bishosh Yemei Teshchita, when the Neshama leaves, the Behemam is Mitzvah Sarf. Then like Rashi says, it means the animal takes deep breaths then, and it brings the Dam Hashchita back into the lave. So that Dam from the Shchita that comes back into the lave, that's really called dam hanefesh, and on that dam is either then you chayav chorus. But the regular dam that you find inside the lave by itself, that's only a lav, that's not a chayav chorus. Yeah, then it says, what dam shanashama yoitzes b'chayav malav, the Mishnah says. It will learn like this, Ezel dam ha-koza, which dam of the koza of an upright, you stand cutting the animal, give a cut there, shanashama tluyibo, that we say, the neshama comes out with that dam, and you chayav chorus if you eat that dam. So Rabbi Yechon says, kol zaman shemakalech. Kol zaman, the dam is like shooting outwards far. Kiluach means it's like a flow of dam, a little bit far from the animal. That's called dam hanefesh. And Rashi explains that when you first cut the animal, first it comes to drip out a little bit, and then comes gushing out blood, and at the end also comes out drip by drip. So it's the middle gushing blood, that's called the dam hanefesh. Reshlokesh Shomar,
Mitipa hamashkev yilch. That also when the blood first starts to come out, it's black. And then a little bit later, it gets red. So the red blood until the end, that's all dam hanefesh. That's what Shlokesh holds. Just the first black blood that comes out, that's not dam hanefesh. But afterwards, it's called dam hanefesh. Like Rashi says, Mitipa hamashkev yilch. Mishakola mashka rich, when the first black stops, v'yiskul comes lahadim, hu dama nefesh. And that goes on until the end. That's what the Shlokas holds. Mitipa hamashka v'yilch. So this Gemara says, Mesa, we have a question. It says, Alocha is there, dama kozo. What's called dama kozo? A dam of an operation like a kastam cutting. Shana shama yitzes, but neshama leaves it. Yes, calls the man shema kaleach, calls the man the blood is like gushing out, flowing out far. Yotza dam hatamsis. It goes out of this, though dam hatamsis, you are not chayiv koros. Dam hatamsis, the dam that comes out after it stops gushing. After the dam hanefesh, then you have the dam hatamsis, the last dam. That you're not chayiv or koros on. Because the last blood does not shoot out, it just like drips out. So who is right from Yechanan? So my love doesn't mean to say, Afilu Rishon v'Yachron d'Shoishes, who kedama tamsis dami? It's not used to the Rish Lakish. Mashma, the beginning blood that just drips out, and at the end, after it flows out, the last blood also just drips out. Mashma, it's not called dama nefesh. It's only called kedama tamsis. That's not like Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish holds that once it starts the red blood all the way until the end is called dama nefesh. Even the last blood that just drips out. Tomorrow says, let it not have shot over here. Tell you means, lemutei dam hamashkir. Maybe this assessed also only means to say the first black blood that comes out, that's not called dam hanefesh. And that blood, yoni chayiv alav, not curse. Avo dam rishon v'yachron, but after the first black blood, the rest of the red blood, the beginning and the end of it, afagav du shoyz. This could be, even though that blood is only dripping out, hayno dam hanefesh. So it could be like Rish Lakish. It's only the first black blood that comes out, that's not called dam hanefesh. But once you get to the red blood, anything that comes out further could all be considered dam hanefesh. So Miller Rish Lakish first learned Shanis Tesefta. Mesi have another question. It says, Ezeo dam, what's called dam? So Shita says, you know, for Ezeo dam, Ezeo dam hanefesh, it means here. Yezel dam hanefesh, what's called, not the word rishim, it should be, Yezel dam hanefesh, what's called dam hanefesh, the Yechayev chorus, kolzaman shemekaleach, kolzaman, the blood is like shooting out. Yotz is excluding rishim v'yachron, the beginning and the end of the blood, of neishu shoyses, only drips out. So who is tufta the reshlokish, is a kashim reshlokish. Here it's mashm, even the last red blood, but since it's not gushing out, it's only dripping out, it's not called dam hanefesh. You're not called curse on that. So, chura, it's a tiyuf to the Rish Lakish. O Moloch, so Rish Lakish ends back and says, Enechnami, Tanoi, Atayit, Machlokes Tanoim. This Tanoi is not like me, but I have another Tanoi like me. The Tanoi will learn like this. Eizeo dam hanefesh, what's called dam hanefesh? Kozeman Shemekaleh, Kozeman the dam is shooting out. Divrei Reb Elezer. Whereas the Shita thing says, Divrei Reb it should be. Now Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon Oima, they both say that Mitip Ramashka V'Elech, that's like Rish Lakish. So the Kitas of Machlokes Tanoim, Rish Lakish holds like Reb Elezer and Reb Shimon. That once the red blood starts to come out, from then onward is considered Dam HaNefesh. Tona Devei Reb Yishmoel. V'Dam Chalolim Yishter, the Pasuk says, you should drink the blood from the mace. Is prad mashka is called yishter, it's called mashka, it's called liquid, it's called a water-like. Is prad ladam kiluach. It comes to exclude the dam that shoots out. Shein le'machshir, es azroyim. There's the dam ha-nefesh, that's not called like dam that has a shein mashka on it, that it could be machshir azroyim. The other blood, the beginning of the blood, the end of the blood, that blood is called like a mashka, like a liquid. And if it falls upon seeds or upon food, it would be mashka makabel tuma, but the dam hanefesh is not called mashka. That would not be mashka makabel tuma. Rashi says, "Prat la dam kilu of shein l'nachem misa, the zel dam hanefesh v'enikor mashka." Is the dam hanefesh that's not called mashke. But all the blood that's not dam nefesh, that's called a mashke, would be mashke kabutuma. What's going to be hekes dam le behema? Let us somebody make a bloodletting of an animal. The kivul dam of a shnei kaisis, and he was mekabel the blood in two different cups. So now what's the halacha? If somebody drinks from this blood now, is he chayiv koros or not? Like do we say the dam nefesh is in one and not the other? So where it says alo rishon on the first cup, divrei akachav, everybody holds. And in the first cup, there is some of the dam nefesh there, and avad yichayev koros. Al achra mi mechayev. What's the luck about the second cup? Do we say all the dam nefesh was in the first cup? The second one has no dam nefesh, or maybe no, there's dam nefesh in the second cup also. Oyloi, yes or not? Omalai, he said that you should know. Plukta to Rabbi Yechon Meshlokish. The machlok is Rabbi Yechon Meshlokish. The Yitma would look like this. Heik is dam la behema. Someone had a bloodletting by a behema. The kibul dam of b'shnei kaisis, the mekabel the dam in two different cups. So Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish says like this: Chayiv shtei chatois, yichayiv two chatois. So Pashut means if you drink from the first and from the second, yichayiv two chatois. And Yechon Nomar ain a chayiv lo achas. You only have the one from the first cup, not for the second cup. So we see it's a machlokes here. When you accept the dam, these two cups, do we consider like two cups? Well, like both have dam hanefesh. Or maybe no, only the first cup has, and not the second one. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "If you do one in the chayi b'dama tamsis, if you don't know, even the dam that's not the dama nefesh, the dam that comes out afterwards at the end, the last dam that drips out, he also will be chayi of chorus if he drink that eat that dam." Omer Reb Lozer, Lozer says like this. That Moide Reb Yudav Yud agrees though that Linyan Kapora it's no good. That is for Korbin, if you want to use the dam for Zerika, you can only use the dam HaNefesh, not the dam that comes out, the dam HaTamsa that comes out at the end. Shneem the Apostle says by Kochim, Ki Adam Hu B'Nefesh Yichaper, Mashma Dam Shanefesh Yoitzaba Mechaper, only the blood that the Nefesh leaves, the gushing blood, that blood of the animal you could use for Zerikas or the Korbin. But the shame on nefesh, shame on nefesh yoytzavom, the dam that comes out at the end after the nefesh left, after the gushing of the blood, ain't the mechaper, that blood you cannot use for a zrika. If you don't, he says, now mishmi, you have chorus on it, for about it's no good for a zrika. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, afal anam etanina, we also learn like this, afal anam etanina. The Tanya will learn like this, dam, Pesuk says dam, ma tam loy mekol dam, why does the Pesuk say kol dam? The fish never the Pesuk says, Ki Adam hu b'nefesh yichaper. That only the dam nefesh you could use for kapora for zrika. Is only yel adam kochim. Maybe only by dam kochim shenefesh yoytzebo. Shu mechaper. Maybe only on that type of a dam kochim you could use for zrika if somebody eats it, is chayav koros. Dam chulin. Regular dam from a regular behema. And also the dam hatamtzis means of a korban rush of the kochim. The dam, not the dam nefesh. Meaning, how do we know to say that the chiyuv koros if you eat it, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Even though it's not fit for a kapara, but how do you know to say that it's a chiyuv koros eat the dam? Talmudam, the Pesuk says, kol dam, says lashon kol dam, marba, all dam, if you eat it, the chiyuv koros. So this is a stam sifri. There's a drasha in Vayikra, to sifra. A man who's a stam sifra, go like Rabbi Yehuda. It's what's right, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that even though he holds Yechayat Koros for Dama Tamsis, but it's not kosher for Kapora. For a Shechita, for a Zrika of Kochim, that's not going to be the Dama Nefesh and not the Dama Tamsis. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv al Sofik Milom Oshem Toli. If somebody has a Sofik, whether it was over Nisim Milom, let's say there are two pieces in front of you. One was Kochim, one was Chulin, and you wait from one of them, you're not sure whether you were then there from Kochim, Rovin, Yisrael, Mila, or not. So the Kiva says, Yechayev and Hashem Toli. Just like any other chet, the Sofik, you have to bring Hashem Toli. By Mila, also, you have to bring Hashem Toli. The Chachomim, the Chomim say no. The Chomim say, the Sofik, Yisrael, Mila, you are part of from the Korban and Hashem Toli. We'll see in the Gemara why. But Umayyad of Kiva, Kiva agrees, Shema may be yes, Milosai. That you do not have to bring, Milosai means, the Karen and the Chaimish, like usually when you nene me Hegdish, you have to, first of all, pay back to Hegdish, the Karen, the amount of money that you used, and also a fifth more, And then you have to bring a korban ashram, an ashram milo. So here Rabbi Akiva agrees, in the case we did a suffik yisamilo, so even though you have to bring a korban ashram toli, but you do not have to pay back the hekdesh the money, shayna mevi yisamilosai, ashi yisvadaloi, until you know for sure that you were over the yisamilo. And then, shayyavi imoi ashram vadai. Then later, when you find out that you did a vadai chet of milam, then you'll have to pay back the keren, the amount of money you took away, the amount of hanoi you had, and a chaymish, and an oshem vadai. But lechatchilu, when you only know that you did a suffik yisra milam, then you only have to bring a korban oshem toli, and not the keren, the chaymish. On this, Amr of Tarfon, Tarfon says, malazem mevishteh shamas. Like, what are you doing this for? The person should have to bring two different ashamas. Like, first it's an ashram toli, and then later when he finds out he avada did a chet, he has to bring another ashram, an ashram vabai. So Tafan says better like this. Ela rad, let the person navi mila. Let him right away, even though it's only a doubt, he has only a suffix, whether he ate from kachim. There were two pieces of meat there. One was kachim, one was chulin. So he has a doubt which one he ate. Still, let him right away maybe Mila, let him bring the amount of money that he ate, the keren, the chumsh, and the fifth, the yavi oshem, and let him buy one korban oshem, b'shnei shloim. That's worth two shloim, two shkolim, but the Torah said that's how much you have to bring a korban oshem for him. The yavi, let him say like this, if I did the chet for sure, like if it's really the piece that he ate was really kachim, then zumi losi. This should be the keren of the chaymish that I owe. V'zu ashomi, and this should be my vaday oshem. What's going to be the imsafik miyot? Let's say no. It never comes out that he knows for sure he did a nisamila. It always remains just a suffik, whether he ate kachim or not. The imsafik miyoti, then hamoyis, I'm not mechuyev to pay back the money to Hegdish. So then hamoyis nadava, the money should just be a present to Hegdish. And v'yoshem toli, and let the same korban be an oshem toli. Sheminshu maybe alavadai maybe alayhoida, because by a korban mila, and we know over the Issa mila, the korban vada and the korban suffix are the same type of a korban. They're both an osham, the same baima used for this, you use for that. So let him bring this one baima, make a tanai and say, if I vada did the chet, it should be an osham vada, and if it's only a suffix chet, it should remain an osham toli. So why do you keep this saying, let him bring both, first an osham toli, and then later when he finds out, Nashim Vadai, the Tafan says right away, let him be Yotza 2-1. On this, Amr of Kiru Kiva says back, that near in the Vorab, it sounds very good what you're saying, Bemila Muta. If he only like stole the had enough of English with a small amount of money, so then he might as well free himself in one shot. Hareshi Yovan Uday Safik Milam, then it's good what you're saying. Let him bring one carbon right now, and let him pay up the money also. But what's going to be, let's say it's a suffix to the person whether he took Haranor from Hegdish worth $100. So now Rabbi Kiva says, isn't it better for the person, let him right now just bring an Oshem Toli, that's all, and not pay back the money, give the money back to Hegdish, and he should not have to right now, like you're telling me, let him right now pay back the money with a tanai. If he's mechuyev to, it's paturas, a proyim. If I'm not mechuyev to, it's a nedav, it's a matana. Who wants to give $100 away for a present? So the Kiva says, in such a case, when the mila was worth $100, then avada my svar is right. And all you should do now is just bring Yashram Toli now, worth two sloyim, and the money you hold on to, until you know for sure that you did a chet. So that's what the Kiva holds. But the Mar Mishnah ends off, Maidu Rav Kiva agrees with Rav Tafrim b'mila muuta. If the whole Issa Mila, your only nena, let's say one Shava Prut is worth, or two Shava Prut is worth, then Rav Kiva also agrees with Rav Tafrim that it's kedai to get it over with in one shot, and therefore bring those two Prutas now to the Hegdish, and pay your Chaymish, and with one carbon you're better off. Rav Kiva only says it where there's a lot of money involved, then Misafik, he says, you don't have to pay Misafik. Rather wait it out. And right now, all you do is just bring an Oshem Toli, and you worry about paying the Keren B'Chemish later. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says here, the Nefesh is by an Oshem